Coming over the phone live this morning from Cheyenne, Senator Dan Dockstetter with us this morning. Senator, I realize you're extremely busy right now, as always during the session, so we'll jump right into it and what you're seeing with the state legislative session. Of course, a budget year, so let's start with the budget and get your thoughts on what came out of the House, what came out of the Senate.
Good morning, Duke. Good morning, all of Lincoln County. Appreciate joining you this morning. As far as the budget goes, it's now in the hands of the negotiators. It moves into the Appropriations Committee, and they trim it up and decide what we're going to do. The Senate came in. It was kind of a historic move. It's been nicknamed the Big Beautiful Amendment, and all the cuts that occurred leading into the legislative session by the Appropriations Committee were restored in the Senate. That included the restoring the money for the University of Wyoming and some of the other programs in the state, allowing us to review the process in third reading. And the third reading was crucial because then we went back in and looked, took a closer look at what we were going to cut or add or keep. In the Senate, on that amendment, the Senate originally had 16 votes going into it. And by the time the votes were cast, 20 people had come on, which is a significant number to make that change for the budget. And that was noticeable. That was to come in and do that. I've never seen it in all my years or anyone had ever heard of that. But essentially the Senate said, hold on, we're going to rethink this and go back in and do things like fund the university. Now the Senate came in higher in the budgeting process than the House did. The House had some more cuts in that third reading. So what they'll do is go into negotiations, and then they bring that out on the floor, which they have done kind of a review and say accept or reject, and that's what happens. School recalibration, also part of the budgeting process, moved out of the Senate into the House. The House rejected school recalibration altogether. The Senate passed a bill and moved it over to the House for approval. That bill had nearly unanimous support in the Senate. There was one person voting no on school recalibration, and that was me. I didn't feel like it met the needs of Lincoln County School District number 2, nor my two adjoining districts, Teton 1 and Lincoln 1, and so I gave it a no vote. We'll see where the whole process goes now. It's in the negotiation process for the schools. I still don't think it adequately takes care of our schools like we need to across the state. And that's where we are budget and school recalibration-wise. Personal bills that I've been working on, medical necessity standard timeline amendments, that takes the process of insurance approval. You go to the hospital, go to your doctor, and wait for the insurance to approve it. It's now at 45 days. That squeezes it down to 21 days. That passed the Senate. It's now in the House for consideration. We'll see what they do with it. Things are going kind of slow there. They had to work Saturday just to try to catch up this past week. But that bill, medical necessity standard timelines, 45 to 21 days. And then should that pass, I will bring back another bill next year that says in that time frame they also have to do the reimbursements. A lot of pushback from our friends in the insurance company. They've already approached me and talked about negotiating those 21 days. And at this point, it's just still a process, but the bill has passed in the Senate. Another bill I was working on was Wyoming Pharmacy Act amendment. Started on this last summer with the pharmacies across Wyoming. They want the act opened up so that they can essentially provide more services at the pharmacy level. Go in and you get certain medications like glucose monitors and antibiotics, medical devices, things like that you can get from your pharmacy. It really doesn't have to take a physician to prescribe those. A pharmacist with his training and approval can do that. And also it changes vaccinations. You can get a vaccination in the pharmacy now, as you well know, but that changes the age level from 7 to 3. And let me emphasize, it is completely optional to the patient and to the pharmacist. The pharmacist doesn't have to do it if he or she does not want to. But that'll be a big change. That has passed the Senate and is now in the House. And another one that I've been actually tasked to work with on a subcommittee that I serve on dealing with federal natural resources, we have essentially are going after what's called the Good Neighbor Authority, federal amendments, where we find two more people at the state level to help process these timber sales across the state. And this actually picked up and gained a lot of traction coming through the summer, worked on it through the summer, and then we put together the subcommittee bill and moved it through the committee process, moved it on the Senate floor. I was asked to carry that bill all the way through, and it has passed the Senate. Provides two more FTEs, or full-time employees, just simply to process timber production. Now, what happens with that? If we got more timber production, we generate another $6 million. I got that through the House yesterday, which was a little... I got a phone call at 10 o'clock at night saying, by the way, would you present that bill in the House in the morning? So I had to wake up and get after it first thing in the House. That is passed. What does that do? That helps things like the work of the Grays River Collaborative. It's in Star Valley. It helps with other things like the timber sales that are in process. Our South Lincoln, Bridger-Teton area has several timber sales that are available. They need to be processed. And that this opens the door for them as well as other timber sales across the state. But first and foremost, the sales that we have ready are on the west side of the state in the Bridger-Teton, and more closely associated with the Star Valley, Jackson, Kemmer area, specifically the Kemmer area. That's where we're at, Duke. That's kind of an update. I'm getting ready to go into Corporations Committee now, and I'm jump right into a committee work this morning, and we're going to not only hear bills, but this is the time of year when the Senate starts to confirm the nominations. The governor makes appointments to different positions around the state, and then it's up to the Senate to confirm these. And as part of that process, we bring people into our committees to interview them, and the confirmation interview process for the governor appointee for Chris Boswell to the Public Service Commission will take place in the Corporations Senate Committee. And I'll be part of that this morning. That's going on this morning.
Excellent.
Yeah, but Duke.
Okay, Senator, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate the update. Thank you very much.